This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Thaddeus Stevens College of Technology, premier residential two-year accredited technical college, prepares students for skilled employment in a diverse, ever-changing workforce. I discovered Thaddeus Stevens College some weeks past thanks to my friend Jim McTague, who lives in Lancaster County, where Thaddeus Stevens abides. And what I learned is there's crushing demand for the graduates of Thaddeus Stevens. 80 employers showed up for a jobs fair in downtown Lancaster. Multiple job offers, especially if you're a welder. Now, what it didn't occur to me until Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and the New York Post wrote and posted a column saying that you will not find the students of technical college marching through the center cities calling out what we can now regard as very unacceptable remarks about Judaism, about Israel, and about the condition right now of the world with the Gaza war, the Ukraine war, and the threat of a war in East Asia. Selena, a very good evening to you. I didn't make all these dots connected, so I go to your column. Good evening to you, Selena.
Well, good evening. Well, in the past few weeks, as I have watched these institutions of higher learning, most specifically, although not exclusively, elite colleges, right, the Ivy Leagues, explode with these protests that are incredibly anti-Semitic and very unlearned behavior by students who are going to the best of the best of our schools and not really having an understanding of why they're out there protesting against Israelis and Jews. And because I attended a community college, it struck me that you don't see that at a community college, and you don't see that at a trade school. And I started thinking about that. I started interviewing past and present students across the country about why. And it became clear to me that community college students and trade school students, first of all, they're taught by professors who are doing it mostly part-time and mostly have jobs in what we would call the real world, right? They're accountants, they're hairdressers, they're graphic designers, they own their own machine shops. You know, they own their own plumbing companies, or they own their if they're teaching a business class, they're CPAs. And so they have real world experiences. They're very grounded in the community. So that influence, that impression they are leaving on those students is you're going to get your degree, you're going to go out and work. And a lot of these students, and I found this like a really fascinating number, 80% of community college students and trade school students have jobs, most of the full-time jobs. So they have a very different outlook than the students that have gone on to these elite schools. And also most of them are paying for their own schooling. So it's not on the taxpayer's dime or mommy and daddy's dime. So it's a whole different world view. If you look at there was a study done this year about the professors at elite schools, it showed that 60% of them were far left. Now, that doesn't mean the other 40% aren't liberal. They are, but they're more traditionally liberal, still liberal, but far left, 60% of the professors. Those are stunning numbers, and I think that's why, and those impressions go through those students. So I think that is why you see those students out there protesting and not really having the knowledge that they should have. And the other kids are like, yeah, I'm gonna go to school and go to work.
The problem is not to be solved. It's to be observed right now because we're still in the middle of a fog of war everywhere. But once I explored your presentation, I did puzzle about my own background going back to the 60s and 70s. And the Vietnam War was then the current debating point.
Right.
And our professors did, the younger professors, were clearly in the lead on campus of dissent from the Vietnam War. I can recall that. So if you take that same phenomenon and apply it to today, I can see how things would go awry very quickly. However, we did have senior professors and not so many deans, and they were a corrective. I'm guessing that that is not now the same, that all the departments, all the deans of diversity, equity, and inclusion, for example, we didn't have those on campus in the 60s and 70s, a sort of uniformity of opinion. And they don't have those at trade schools either, to my knowledge.
Now, and you hit on a really important part, the uniformity of opinion. These children at these elite schools are, you know, when you go off to college, you're supposed to debate and learn new things and, you know, and see different worldviews. These students are all thinking the same thing. They're getting robbed in terms of their education. They're paying $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year to think like everybody else. I don't think that was the intent, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago, or 100 years ago when, you know, it started to become part of the American dream, the American experience to be able to afford to send your kids to school. That wasn't what parents were buying into.
Trade schools, they are quite separate from the political dynamism of the moment. Trade schools are a success, a quiet success in America. Is this a secret that's kept from people? Is Washington let the secret out?
It's really kind of interesting. I did some research, and the only U.S. senator that attended a community college that is currently in Congress is Tom Tillis out of North Carolina. So he is one of, you know, sort of has an understanding, but most of them don't. And I think what is really compelling, there was a study that came out yesterday that showed there has been an increase over the last 2 years, the COVID years, of students enrolling in college. However, they're not going to elite schools. The surge in enrollments are going to community colleges and to trade schools. So I think people get it. I'm not quite sure Washington gets it.
Selena, the last detail here. If the Washington is to be persuaded, is there one place that we should look for first? Is it the Congress? Is it the White House? Is it the Department of Education? Who can take the lead to reintroduce America to trade schools? We have 30 seconds.
I think the onus is upon the members of Congress to get out there and do it on their own. I was with J.D. Vance several months ago when he toured a trade school and actually had a student do her final on him and draw his blood, which was not in the planning. And so I think it's experiences on the ground that will open people's eyes.
Selena Zito, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, the New York Post. I'm John Bush.